This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for June 23rd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Would you like to serve the futures industry in the U.S. to preserve the self-regulatory structure? The NFA is seeking committee members and arbitrators. For more details, you can find a link in today's newsletter. Known for his cow print trading jacket, Scott Challaday is moving to Nashville, Tennessee, and has accepted a position as a TV host with the nation's largest agricultural cable news network, RFD-TV Rural Media Group. The show is called Market Day Report, and it runs daily from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The show airs in 54 million households and is carried by all major cable providers except Xfinity. The JLN team met in our office in the CBOT building Tuesday for the first time since the pandemic hit. Even Nancy Ashburn was in town. It was nice to see everyone in person. There were the greatest number of people downtown and in the CBOT building that I have seen recently. It has increased just in the last 2 weeks. It reminded me of two things. One is that it's nice to accidentally run into people. Two, it reminded me how much I hate the commute downtown. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. I did interview former CBOT trader Bruce Williams over Zoom and PJ Quaid in our offices in the CBOT building. Our friends over at Canton Mutual have written a note about a case alleging market manipulation that is proceeding in federal court in New York. The case, which a federal appeals court is allowing to go forward, was brought against Credit Suisse for its hedging activities in the VIX futures during the February 2018's Volmageddon. Credit Suisse was an issuer of notes tied inversely to the VIX, and Credit Suisse seemed to think that its prior disclosure of its hedging activities inoculated it from concerns about the effects of its trading on market conditions. The district court agreed with Credit Suisse. The circuit court disagreed, and now the case goes forward. You can read Catton's note with a link in today's newsletter. Chuck Mackey reports from another crypto conference with shining a light on digital asset markets 2021 day one on Medium. Three takeaways from the latest is a seemingly endless line of crypto events. You can read his comments with a link in today's newsletter. Laura Morrison, CBOE Vice President and Global Head of Listings, on Thursday hosts option trader and educator John Najarian, innovator ETF CEO Bruce Bond, and innovator Vice President of Research Graham Day for an online chat about the outlook for the second half of 2021 and option strategies to enhance returns. More information is available in the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a press release from Monde Visione. The American Financial Exchange launches a Maribor term structure of interest rates based on overnight Maribor cash and futures prices. The American Financial Exchange, or AFX, an electronic exchange for direct lending and borrowing for American banks and financial institutions, announces today the launch of the Maribor term structure interest rates based on the overnight unsecured Maribor cash and implied rates from Maribor futures contracts currently listed on the CBOE Futures Exchange. My comment, building the curve one section at a time. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The world's financial centers struggle back to the office. The journey back to your desk is shaping up to be slow and indirect, roughly 15 months after locking down to ward off COVID-19, several of the globe's key financial centers are struggling to get employees back to their offices. Workplace activity in London, New York, and San Francisco is still 50% below the normal level, according to mobility data from Google, which tracks the locations of its users. Other evidence from Frankfurt, Singapore, and Hong Kong reveals how virus-related restrictions have changed habits and caused new problems. My comment, we still have a long way to go. Here's a story from The Spread. AFM appoints Goldman Sachs sales head as first female chair. New chair takes over from Michael Cole Fontaine, who has been chair of the trade group AFME for the last 6 years. The Association of Financial Markets in Europe has appointed the global head of sales, strats, and structuring at Goldman Sachs as its first female chair. My comment, progress is being made. Here's a press release from TT. Trading Technology Score, the perfect marriage of augmented analytics and big data. Some people call this artificial intelligence, but the reality is that technology will enhance us. So instead of artificial intelligence, I think we'll augment our intelligence. Ginni Rometty, former CEO of IBM. The quote from Ginni Rometty perfectly captures what we have been aiming to accomplish with TT Score since we started working on it several years ago. We are not applying machine learning technology to trade surveillance in order to automate compliance officers out of their job. My comment, the perfect marriage involves the balance of the right number of fights and making up. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JALN. Our top story Thursday was the Financial Times ex-Deutsche Bank trader sentenced to prison in spoofing case about former London-based metals trader James Vorley. Second was, for the fourth time in the top three, U.S. financial executive dies by suicide as firm faces fraud claims, from Reuters via Yahoo. Third was, I regret any harm. Short seller compensates target in rare move, from Reuters, in which a small Texas investor who caused shares of a REIT to drop 39% in one day agreed to pay the company restitution to settle a lawsuit against him. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.